You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. You might have seen pictures or video of firefighters or emergency responders, even people everywhere helping to evacuate animals during the wildfires. Pet expert Gina Spadafori is, I have found, always a good source for some of the remarkable stories, and she knows resources, too, for animal owners who have questions and concerns, so we asked her to join us in the studio. Hi, Gina.
Good
Glad
morning.
To have you here. Additional noise might be from Bazooka.
Bazooka, yeah. I'm not panting. He is.
He's big now.
He's a big boy.
Yeah. He's a big, beautiful black what breed?
He's a flat coated retriever. He's okay. 85 pounds. He's a big guy.
Wow. He's beautiful. Beautiful. Tell me some of the stories you're hearing from the fires.
You know, with any natural catastrophe like this, you have a lot of missing animals. Because especially cats, I think, because people have a hard time rounding up their cats to evacuate, and cats will tend to run when they're scared. So if you know you're going to be in danger, you need to get your animals where you can find them, especially the cats, because they will run. And when cats get loose like that, that there's been a fire come through, if they survive the fire, they're disoriented and they're going to have a hard time finding you. Mm. So with all these animals, and we're seeing them pop up on Facebook pages and on Twitter, all the shelters are posting, animals have been found by Good Samaritans, and now they're trying to match them up with their owners. So that, you know, speaks to some preparation on your part. Of course, make sure that your animals are microchipped, or at very least carrying an ID tag wearing that, because the preparation is so much more important when you are facing a fire, a flood, or anything, because the animals, most animals are going to survive. What they're not going to be is they're not going to be reunited. So that's why you need to make sure that you're prepared before, that your animals have ID, and that you know where to look, not only in the shelters, but also on these internet sites, Facebook. You'll see right now there are Facebook groups that have popped up for the car fire, for all of these in various counties, and people are posting the animals they've found.
Just last night, I saw a video of first responders moving goats.
Goats.
Trying to get them into a safe area. So tell me about some of the rescues that have happened.
Well, livestock is a special issue, of course, because a lot of animals are not used to being put in trailers or something. If you have livestock on pasture, and I think about this whenever there's a disaster, my two horses, the retired police horse, very used to being on a trailer. The pony, not so much. So I always think, gee, I should be practicing some trailer on and offs. My goats are pretty easy in that regard, that, boy, show them some Fritos and they'll get in your Honda CRV, you know. But what we're seeing now, and I think we talked about this last year as well, is an immense community of people who know horses, who know livestock, who are taking their own time to help to go in there with trailers and get these animals out as the fires approach. Because there just isn't enough help to go around from the animal control community. So these people with knowledge, they've saved so many lives and made, you know, and done such a service to so many people who would be worrying about their animals.
I don't want to be foreshadowing anything, but the reality is that we have some intense months ahead of us for more fire potential. So in terms of preparation or speaking to neighbors or saying, what if, what could my plan be? What do you do to prepare for your animals?
Well, you have to have a plan. You have to have a plan. And yes, discussing with your neighbors is very important. And remember that even though people tend to fixate on the big natural disasters, this could happen to you. You could be in an accident on the way home and not get home to your pets. So people need to always know. You always need someone to know that there are pets in your house, how to get in there, and how to help. So that's true whether it's just you coming home from work or in the face of a big natural catastrophe like this. So yes, we are looking at more of these. And as I said, you need to prepare your pets as part of your plan. I'm going to assume that people have escape plans for the two-legged members of their families, and make sure that you have the pets as well. That can be making sure that you have a grab-and-go kit that includes your pet stuff. That would be a basic first aid kit. The food, the medications, the ID, I always like to tuck in pictures of my pets. And the reason is that you can make lost and found posters afterward. And by the way, instead of posting the name of the dog or the name of the cat, the word you should be looking for on those posters is reward. Because people are good and people will try, but people will try harder if there's a reward involved. So always prepare your posters with reward. And remember to go look on those sites and look for other people's animals and how you can help other people as well.
You're listening to pet expert Gina Spadafore. You might know that she has co-authored books with veterinarian Dr. Marty Becker and is always a good source for the latest veterinary information. We happen to be talking about the wildfires and their impact on animals in this area where it's air quality and smoky conditions and animals are outside. What's the impact? What should we be concerned about?
For animals who cannot come inside, you need to limit their exercise. You need to make sure they have cool, cold water. You need to look for, you know, respiratory issues and call your veterinarian if that's the case. And animals who have been exposed to, of course, closer to the fire is worse, but even this, they may take a month to recover from the smoke inhalation. Now, for your companion animals, your dogs and cats, and especially your birds, pet birds are very, very sensitive to smoke. Make sure they're inside. Potty breaks only. Well, not the birds. The birds will go inside. But keep the birds in. Keep air purifiers for your pet birds. But even with the dogs and cats, keep them in as much as you possibly can and just limit their outside time in the same way that we're doing for ourselves.
What I notice is that the smell of smoke, of course, puts any animal on alert. They have that built into their DNA. And so the smoky air has both cats and dogs in our neighborhood on sort of high anxiety
levels.
They're
very jumpy.
Yeah.
You know, as you know, I do have livestock outside, and I've noticed two things. One, they're jumpy, and two, they seem to be trying not to move much. So I think they kind of understand on some level that they just need to chill and get through it. But I do see everybody's just I've seen some unusual behaviors, some jumpiness in the horses, some clinginess in the goats. I haven't seen much difference in the chickens, but maybe I'm not looking hard enough. But as I said, the most important thing is to keep them in as much as you can for the pets and for the livestock. Keep them quiet. This is not a time to go on a trail ride for either you or your horse.
At this point, in terms of veterinary care, any burns or scrapes or cuts would be obvious. They need to be attended to. If you're just worried because of the bad air quality, does that mean a veterinary visit or not?
If there are symptoms, and those would be coughing, gagging, a shallow respiration, asthma-like symptoms, then you should definitely be talking to your veterinarian. But most animals down here are not going to show those symptoms, and the long-range problems that we're having with, and I'm an asthmatic, so you can hear even in my voice.
I do hear it in your voice this time.
That with the long-range problems, we don't know, but in the short range, it's just keeping quiet and keeping inside as much as you can. And if you see, if you hear respiratory problems in your animals, then yes, you need to be talking to your veterinarian.
All right, Gina, anything else? I feel like I've covered the rescues, the way to find missing pets, the air quality issues. I think the cautions just go without saying.
The most important thing to get back to one of the initial points is make sure you have identification on your pets and a microchip. Because again, most animals will survive. Where most animals will die or be not reunited. And that's because they have no way to get back to their owners. So whatever you do, make sure you have current information on collars and tags and microchips, even better, because collars can be slipped.
Okay, glad to have you here. Bazooka obviously loves your voice because he settled right down.
He did.
He's taking a nap right now. That is Gina Spadafore, our pet expert, and Bazooka here today. There's more at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.